USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Partially redacted search warrant materials in the case against former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen have now been released by the FBI, and they indicate the FBI began investigating Cohen well before his office, home, and hotel room were raided nearly a year ago. At the time of the raid, Cohen was still working for the Trump Organization. Cohen is headed to prison after pleading guilty to lying to Congress, tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. Authorities say a chemical fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company facility near Houston could burn for two more days. But Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo claims air quality near the fire remains acceptable.
Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Historic flooding continues in America's Midwest, killing at least four people now, doing hundreds of millions of dollars of damage. Nebraska's Governor Pete Ricketts telling reporters it's the most widespread disaster in that state's history. Vice President Mike Pence scheduled to visit the flooded areas of Nebraska later today.
We cannot allow this to happen again.
After the first mass shooting in her country since the 1980s, New Zealand's Prime Minister says,
part of ensuring the safety of New Zealanders must include a frank examination of our gun laws.
PM Jacinda Ardern says her cabinet will announce decisions about gun law reform in the next few days. Meanwhile, a self-proclaimed white nationalist who killed 50 people and injured dozens more in two separate mosque shootings in Christchurch last Friday remains in custody as funerals for some of the victims have begun. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says threats to the United States are, in her words, graver than at any time since 9/11. In a speech in Washington yesterday, Nielsen argued the U.S. must be aggressively resilient to deal with varied threats in a fast-changing world. Nielsen saying that on top of threats ranging from deadly terror attacks to cyber intrusions, there are foreign actors who are weaponizing the web. A 13-year-old Iowa boy is dead in an apparent free-climbing accident in southern Utah. Officials with Utah State Parks say Elijah Baldwin was vacationing with his family in Snow Canyon State Park, about 2 hours northeast of Las Vegas. He was climbing without any gear when he fell back on Sunday. The boy got to the top of a cliff, but he had fallen while trying to make his way back down the cliff. And all of the content loaded to MySpace before 2016 is gone. The social network says a faulty server migration caused the mass deletion about a year ago of pictures, videos, and over 50 million songs. The loss is permanent, according to a company spokesperson. Last year, MySpace had claimed the deletion was a temporary error and was going to be fixed. Many have compared this incident to similar data losses from failed websites like GeoCities and Google+. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.